Chapter 9. And we'll be right back to our Hank Williams marathon after a quick Piston Cup update, a voice announced over the radio on Lizzie's porch. McQueen looked up. Piston Cup update? Had anyone even noticed he was gone yet? He wondered. Maybe they'd send a search party. Still no sign of Lightning McQueen, the announcer said. McQueen's engine raced. They were looking for him. Maybe that minivan couple would tell someone they had seen him. Meanwhile, Chick Hicks arrived in California and today became the first car to spend practice time on the track, the voice went on. Yeah, well, it's just nice to get out here before the other competitors, Chick's voice boomed over the radio's speakers. You know, get a head start. McQueen glowered, imagining Chick and Tex laughing together at the Dynaco tent. He imagined Chick winning the Piston Cup, getting the big endorsement deals, starring in a Hollywood movie, getting everything McQueen wanted for himself. Well, this race car isn't about to quit now, McQueen thought, snapping out of his vision. Mater, he said to the rusty old tow truck. Let me get this straight. I can go when this road is done. That's the deal, right?
That's what they done did said, Mater agreed.
That was all McQueen needed to hear. Okay, out of my way, he growled. I've got a road to finish. McQueen focused, the way he did before a race. Then, in a moment, he was off. He put the hammer down and zipped through his work. Bessie wobbled and splashed tar across the road, groaning as the race car pulled her far faster than she was built to go. A short while later, Mater burst into Doc's office.
He's done.
Done? Doc grumbled. He wasn't sure whether to be impressed or suspicious. It's only been an hour,